Today is June 3rd, 2023, and this is the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Big oil seepage in basement gets Montesano excited. Excitement ran high in the city today as the result of the discovery of a strong seepage of oil of very high grade and gas in the bottom of the excavation for the basement of a new Montesano hotel at the corner of Main Street and Pioneer Avenue. The oil accompanied a flow of water encountered at a depth of less than 15 feet and was so strong that considerable quantities of it were collected. As soon as it became known that oil was seeping into the basement, it caused considerable excitement, and hundreds of townspeople, as well as people from the harbor cities, gathered at the scene to see and examine it. The crowds remained around the excavation all afternoon, watching the investigation and experiments. One of those early on the scene and who examined the phenomenon carefully was A.F. Hale, now drilling for oil about 2 miles west of the Hump Tulips, and an oil expert of extensive experience. Under his direction, a number of small holes were shoveled out at various places in the basement, and all showed the same characteristics. Water came from small holes in the blue clay formation. Water came from small holes in the blue clay formation, accompanied by large amounts of oil and sufficient gas to be distinctly noticeable. Both the oil and the gas burned readily and frequently with almost the violence of explosions. Oil was collected from the seepage and the water strained off and used in a lamp. The lamp was kept burning all afternoon, the flame being strong and much whiter than that of kerosene. In other news, local Ottoman capture holdup near Montesano. Foiled in 2 alleged holdup attempts and captured by his second intended victim, James Ferguson, alias James Teal, age 22 years, was in the county jail in Montesano today while authorities were investigating his case after an alleged attempt last night to force J.R. McDonald of Hoquiam and E.D. Woodruff of Aberdeen, employees of the Carl H. Bunch Company, to bring him to Montesano. Ferguson was brought to the sheriff's office in custody of the 2 automobile salesmen who overpowered the man after he had halted them. It was reported to the sheriff's office shortly before Ferguson's arrest that a man answering to the description of Ferguson had tried to rob Herbert Hertzberger, a Montesano musician who was on his way to Aberdeen in an automobile. Hertzberger said the man jumped on the running board of his car and tried to snatch his watch from his pocket. Hertzberger declared he struck the man in the face and knocked him from the car. He then speeded the machine up and got away. Ferguson is an automobile mechanic. In the city and county news, that an unidentified man had become crazed from drinking canned heat and was terrorizing inhabitants of Grey Gables by entering home after home was the information sent Hoquiam police in a telephone call from Mr. Thompson at Grass Creek. Information that he had started towards Hoquiam caused police to keep a watch on the Grace Harbor City Road. Nothing had developed from the call early in the evening. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on June 3, 1923. With spring well underway, there's no time like the present to visit your history museum before school is out and the summer tourists start to descend on coastal Washington. There's also no time like the present to get your chance to win a Hot Pepper Red 2023 Ford Bronco Sport with the return of our Red Car Raffle. The Polson is open Wednesdays to Saturdays 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4 when we invite you to celebrate, explore, and experience Grace Harbor history. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.